from refugees to community builders. One family paved the way for Meng to move to Minnesota. Bill Herr, the 49-year-old Uber driver from Roseville, might tell you that he was the first Meng baby born in Minnesota. Bill's parents, Dang and Shua Herr, were the first Hmong refugees to come to the state, an illustrious distinction confirmed by community members and historians. On December 5, 1975, the couple and their two-year-old son, Bill's older brother, Tuvi, arrived in Minnesota, clearing a path for the tens of thousands who followed. The Herr family is proud of all that their community has produced, from an Olympic champion gymnast in SUNY Lee to the newest mayor of St. Paul, Kali Herr. Hmong American writers, like Cao Kalia Yang, have enriched Minnesota's literary canon. Chefs Diane Mua and Ia Vang have invigorated our culinary landscape. It's not just what they do, politically or economically, but they've stimulated the imagination of American society, said Mina Lee, a history professor at the University of Minnesota. But somebody had to be first. It took one family to chart a course that helped change our state's trajectory. I'm very proud of what my folks were able to accomplish, to bring us here, survive here, and then raise us, said Tuvi Herr, now 52. How they got here. Tuvi was too young to retain any memories of fleeing Laos at the end of the Vietnam War. The Hmong had been crucial allies of the U.S. government, fighting alongside the CIA and rescuing downed American pilots in what has become known as the Secret War in Laos. But the Hmong's alliance with the U.S. would cost them. After Laos fell to the communists in 1975, members of this ethnic minority were targeted for reprisals. While the U.S. government accepted Vietnamese and Cambodians, it initially refused to open its doors to the Hmong, deeming them too primitive to survive here. The Americans, however, had vastly underestimated the Hmong's ability to adapt. This was a people who had fled persecution in China thousands of years ago and migrated throughout Southeast Asia, bending to survive in each place they called home.